In Daniel, the third chapter, we have an interesting story of a great image built by Nebuchadnezzar on the plain of Dura. That image was about 100 feet high, including the base. And the purpose was Nebuchadnezzar wanted the allegiance of all of the leaders of the realm that he oversaw. They all happened to be there for some meetings, and so he finished this image just in time. The furnaces that had baked the bricks for the base and smelted the gold were still there and still hot. And so he took advantage of the situation. Now he was thinking back and remembered how God, through Daniel, in the second chapter of Daniel, in the vision that he had of the four metals, he remembered that he was the head of gold. But he didn't like the part that said, "And after you, another kingdom will arise." He did not want that to happen. He envisioned his kingdom going on through eternity. And so he built this giant image, all of gold. And so he gathered all the leaders together. And there was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're not sure where Daniel was at the time. And he said, "At the sound of the music, everyone bow down to the image and show allegiance to Babylon and to myself, Nebuchadnezzar." So the music played, and they all bowed down except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Hebrews. They knew that the second commandment said, "Thou shalt not make a graven image or bow down to them or serve them." And so they were honoring God, and they would not violate this commandment. So now some of you might say, why was it that they didn't use a little wisdom? Why stand up like a sore thumb when you can bend over and retie your sandals or draw a picture in the sand? You don't have to be bound to the image. But then no one would see you, and you wouldn't be threatened with death. Well, there was a problem with that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, being witnesses of the God of heaven, probably had witnessed to others, and those others were bowing down and peeking out of the corner of their left or right eye to see what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would do. It makes a difference what we do because other people watch us. And so we can't just legalistically say, well, it isn't worship if I just bow down and retie my sandals. We are a witness for right. And so they stood tall. And Nebuchadnezzar was told about this. Those Hebrews that you brought from Jerusalem, they did not bow. And the king, being wise, brought them before him and says, "Is it true?" He double checked. He asked them themselves. And they said, "Yes, it's true, O king." "Well, I'll give you another chance. We'll have the music play again. Let's just give you another chance." "No, we don't need another chance. We're not going to bow down except to the God of heaven." And so Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He told them to heat those furnaces hotter, and he had them thrown into the furnace. I would imagine they had to tie them to boards to make them stiff to throw, tie them with ropes. So the soldiers that threw them in got close enough to throw them, and the hot fire was so hot that they died. That is, the soldiers that threw them in. And Nebuchadnezzar leans forward on his throne, and he sees, and there's four people walking around in the fire, unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods, he said, meaning divine. And it was, because it was God himself, it was Jesus, with them to deliver them. So he commanded them to come out, and they came out, and you can imagine all the attention that they got. The Bible says everyone passed beside them and saw that their hair was not even singed. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on their garments. Do you suppose everyone went home talking about how great Nebuchadnezzar was or how great Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, was? Well, I'm sure it was the second case. Now, there's another reason why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down to the image. Had they done that, they would have been giving credence or legitimacy to false prophecy. Whenever we have true prophecy, we have false prophecy. That's why Jesus said concerning the last days in Matthew 24, I believe it's verse 11, he says, "Beware of false prophets, for they will deceive many." He's talking about false prophecies. And This was a false prophecy of the future, an image entirely of gold. Babylon will continue on when God said there would come another kingdom after. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down because they did not want to legitimize false prophecy. False prophecy is dangerous. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.